السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: عليكم بالصدق، فإن الصدق يهدي إلى البر، وإن البر يهدي إلى الجنة، ولا يزال الرجل لا يصدق حتى يكتب عند الله صديقا. وإياكم والكذب، فإن الكذب يهدي إلى الفجور، وإن الفجور يهدي إلى النار. ولا يزال الرجل يكذب حتى يكتب عند الله كذابا، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، وبك نستعين يا فتاح، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما ينفعنا، آمين يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and elders، محترم بھائی دوستو بزرگو، every time I have Jumu'ah I sit and I think, what should I talk about? And sometimes you read, like today I was reading in the Ihya Ulumuddin of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, such statements, subhanAllah, which scare you. On the day of Mi'raj, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited Jannah and Jahannam, and he visited the skies and the heavens, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw different people who are stuck in different forms of adab and different forms of punishment. And I mentioned previously as well how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw different very serious punishments, and the people, those who used to have the bad habit of doing ghibat, talking bad about other people, they were stuck or locked in a form of punishment. They couldn't get out of it. Like the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that their punishment was that Allah Ta'ala had given them nails made of copper, and they were peeling their faces, and they were ripping, shredding the flesh off their faces and their cheeks, and they were shredding the flesh off their chests. And once they would do this, and the meat would all be shredded off till it was bare bone, thereafter the meat would regrow, and this punishment would continue. So they were stuck in this, they were locked in this adab. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the punishment being given to those people who used to take interest, who used to dabble in interest, double in riba. And one of the punishments I was just reading today in Ihya Ulumuddin, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi mentions about a group of people who the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw. They were taking scissors, and with their scissors they would cut off their tongue, and they would cut off their lips, and then after they would cut it off, it would regrow, and then they would keep cutting off. So they were stuck in this adab, this pain. Of course, imagine the pain of cutting off your tongue and your lips. So they would go through this pain, and then it would regrow, and they would do it again. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, who are these people? And the angel Jibreel alayhi salam responded that these are the khutaba of my ummah, those who used to give speeches in front of people, and they used to say things that they did not practice upon themselves. So you read these things and you think, subhanAllah, is there a point to me giving a talk? It's more responsibility. On the day of Qiyamah, we already have so much things to answer for. On top of this, these extra things. So we do dua, Allah Ta'ala gives us sincerity, Allah Ta'ala gives us ikhlas, and Allah Ta'ala gives us a tawfiq to practice upon whatever we say. I thought today, inshallah, very briefly, I'll talk about one of the afat of the lisan, one of the pitfalls of the tongue. MashaAllah, yesterday our respected Shah Sahib discussed about the 15th of Sha'ban and the importance of worshipping Allah Ta'ala on this night of the 15th of Sha'ban, which was last night. And this is a night which the pious people have always held very dear and very, you know, it's something that they have, you know, valued every single minute of. The 15th of Sha'ban night, they would not waste, they would spend every single moment remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of all of the ahadith which are available, in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that يَنْزِلُ رَبُّنَا تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى, that Allah ta'ala, He descends on this night to the lowest level, and the entire night long, and He says هَلْ مِن مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرَا هَلْ مِن مُسْتَرْزِقٍ فَأَرْزُقَا. Is there anyone who wants to be forgiven so I can forgive them? Is there anyone who needs their rizq, their sustenance to be increased and multiplied so I can multiply it? So Allah Ta'ala offers His aid, His assistance all night long. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith that on this night, يُغْفَرُ لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ, every single person is forgiven by Allah Ta'ala, إِلَّا الْمُشَاحِن, except for the mushahin. Now who is the mushahin? The ulama explained mushahin is someone in their heart they have grudges towards somebody else. In their heart they have bad feelings, they have ill will, malicious intent towards someone else. They don't like someone else. They are, displeased with someone else and they are carrying the grudge inside of their heart. This is known as mushahin. So someone who is a mushahin is not forgiven on this night. Anyone in whose heart there's a grudge against anybody else, even if that grudge is a valid grudge, somebody actually did something to me, they actually said something about me, they actually maybe took something from me, that they wronged me, they oppressed me. Still a person needs to learn to clean their heart. Our heart needs to become clean. On the day of Qiyamah, when we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala mentions in the Qur'an, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Everybody is going to be in trouble, everybody is going to be worried, except for the person who comes to Allah Ta'ala with a sound heart, with a clean heart. And the ulama have explained a clean heart is one in which there is no ill will towards any Muslim. And this is why the famous story of Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu, wherein it mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he's from Jannah. And the long story cut short, it was because every night before he would go to sleep, he would say, "Oh Allah, whatever ill feeling I have in my heart, or if anyone has ever hurt me knowingly or unknowingly, oh Allah, I've forgiven this person, or I've forgiven these people." So this is something very, very serious, that our heart needs to become clean. And that's why on Mondays and Thursdays, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that the deeds of the servant are presented in front of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala forgives everybody. And then the narration of the hadith mentions, إِلَّا رَجُلٌ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ أَخِيهِ شَحْنًا فَيُقَالُ أُنظُرُوا هَذَيْنِ حَتَّى يَصْطَلِحَا. Except two people who in their hearts they have grudge against each other. They have dislike against each other, for each other. Allah Ta'ala says, hold these two people back. Till they don't forgive each other, till they don't get over their problems, they will not be forgiven today. So we need to learn how to make our hearts clean. It's easy to hold a grudge, it's easy to become angry, it's easy to become upset, but we need to view other people in the manner that Allah Ta'ala views us. The same way we do so many sins, and we transgress, and we make so many mistakes, but Allah Ta'ala is always forgiving us, we need to think to ourselves, this other person, he's also a servant of Allah. This other person is also very, very weak. He needs Allah, he's in need of Allah Ta'ala. Physically he can't control his own health, he can't look after his own finances, he can't look after anything if Allah Ta'ala does not give him the ability to do so. So the same way Allah Ta'ala has forgiven me, the same way Allah Ta'ala gives me the ability to live another day and to worship Him, even though I've sinned so many times, even though I've sinned my entire life, even though I'm covered in sin, so I need to find it in me to be able to forgive this person as well. So anyway, what happens on the 15th of Sha'ban night, and what happens on all of these blessed nights, and now Ramadan is coming. And in Ramadan what happens is, a person is trying to worship Allah Ta'ala, a person is trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, many a times people fall into guna, into sin. And the greatest cause of a person falling into sin, and a person becoming far away from Allah, further away from Allah, is through misusing their zuban, misusing their tongue. This tongue Allah Ta'ala has given us is a blessing. Is a blessing. With this tongue a person's zikr of Allah, remembers Allah. With this tongue, with this zuban, a person recites the Qur'an, gets close to Allah Ta'ala, a person begs Allah Ta'ala of their needs. All of these blessings, Allah Ta'ala has given us the ability, these things happen through the means of the tongue. But at the same time, a person can fall into so much sin through the tongue, or through misuse of the tongue. And that's why Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, Zahiyya ul-Muddin, has a whole chapter, Kitabu Afatil Lisan, the chapter which discusses the pitfalls of the tongue. That through the tongue, not only, of course, a person can become the wali of Allah, the saint of Allah, but similarly, a person can become extremely far away from Allah Ta'ala. And he mentions all of the different illnesses of the tongue, and some of these things I mentioned time to time. Today I thought I'll mention something which, unfortunately, many people, most of us, we take very lightly and we don't take very seriously. And this is to be honest in our speech. Every single word that comes off my tongue should be such, should be truth, should be haq. It should not be false, it should not be a lie. Every single word. And the pious people were so careful that anything I say is not against the truth, is not hiding the truth, is not manipulating the truth. Rather, it is the clear truth. And that's why some of the great scholars of the past, Imam al-Bukhari, rahmatullahi alayhi, one of the great muhaddithun, from whom we receive such a great portion of the statements of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi once went to a person to hear a hadith from him. But then he saw this person was calling a child, and he said, "Oh child, if you come here, I will give you something." You know, like we always tempt children. They come here, or behave, be good, and we'll give you something. I'll give you a sweet, I'll give you a chocolate, I'll give you something. So Imam Bukhari saw that this person had just tempted a child to come to behave or something, and then they said, "I'll give you something." And Imam Bukhari waited to see, and then when the child came, and the child did whatever was asked of the child, and then the child went, he saw that the person didn't actually fulfill his word. He said to the child that if you do this, I will give you such a thing in return, and he hadn't done that. So Imam Bukhari didn't even take hadith from him, he left him. So if a person can deceive a child, then how can I guarantee this person is not going to lie about the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So this is something we need to take very seriously. In Sunan Abi Dawood, Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullahi alayhi mentions a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's narrated by a sahabi who mentions that when I was a child, my mother once called me. And she called me and she said, "Come here and I will give you something." As we always tell children, if you behave, I'll give you something. She said, "Come here and I'll give you something." So then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked my mother, "What will you give him?" She said, "Ya Rasulullah, I was going to give him a date, a kajur. When he came here and he did whatever I needed him to do, I would have given him a date in return." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "If you had not done so, or if you did not have the intention of doing so, then this sentence that you just mentioned would have been written down as a lie against you. That this is a lie." So many times we take these things very lightly. Many times people say, "You know what, it was just a joke." They say a lie, clear lie. It was not the truth, it's a lie. And they say, "So just a joke." And this is something that, you know, we always remind the children upstairs as well, because children do it a lot, where they say, "Oh, you know, something's happened. Oh, it didn't happen. It was just a joke. I was just joking." So what does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mention in a hadith? He mentions that, "Ana daminun li baytin fi wasat al jannati liman taraka al kithba wa in kana mazihan." That I am responsible, I guarantee a house in the middle of Jannah, for someone who leaves lies, for someone who stops telling lies, wa in kana mazihan, even if he does it as a joke. Many times people lie as a joke and they say it's just a joke. And many times we have comedians, and now this whole industry of, you know, the comedians who make people laugh, a lot of the things they say are lies, are clear lies. And there are so many, unfortunately, warnings against someone who lies to make other people laugh. Someone who lies to humor other people, to make other people laugh. So it's something we need to take very seriously. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions the ayat, Ya a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. In the Battle of Tabuk, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged all of the Sahaba to get ready and march on the Romans in the Battle of Tabuk, then there were some Sahaba who stayed behind. And one of those Sahaba, his name was Sayyidina Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And there's a very long narration mentioned in the books of hadith where Sayyidina Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu mentions the reason why he stayed behind. And he says, you know, initially it's because Allah Ta'ala had blessed me with so much, and I thought, you know, I'm going to tend to my gardens and my businesses, etc. And then I'll catch up with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, but then it just became, you know, by the time I made the intention to leave, Rasulullah had gone too far away, so I thought, leave it. And then I was looking around Medina, different people were talking to themselves that when Rasulullah comes back, what excuse are we going to present to him? He said a lot of people were just lying. Some people were saying they were ill, some people were saying something else, some people were saying something else. So Sayyidina Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu thought, what will I say? So he thought, I'm going to make an excuse. All the way till Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually returned to Medina, he thought, I'm going to make an excuse. He said, till I went in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was thinking I'm going to make an excuse. But as soon as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called me, and he said, O Ka'b ibn Malik, why did you, ماذا تخلفت, what kept you behind? Automatically all of the excuses that I was going to make faded away, and I said, Ya Rasulullah, and I told him the truth. The truth is that Allah Ta'ala had blessed me with all of this, and I don't have, and you know, my wealth and my crops and all of these things, and I just became busy with these things and I didn't go out in your path. So I had no excuse. So I mentioned this to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, mentioned that it was myself and another two Sahaba who were in this situation where we actually told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the truth. Everybody else had said some excuse. Anyone who mentioned an excuse, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted the excuse and he let them go. But we three Sahaba, we told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the truth, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, until Allah Ta'ala does not forgive you, I don't want you to come into my gathering. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us other remaining Sahaba to boycott these Sahaba. No one should talk to these three. And for many, many days this happened. And these Sahaba used to feel like the whole world had, you know, shrunk around them. They were in such a difficult position. But then Allah Ta'ala revealed the verses in Surah At-Tawbah wherein Allah Ta'ala mentioned that Allah Ta'ala has forgiven. وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا, the three people who stayed behind, Allah Ta'ala has forgiven them. But then in these final verses of Surah At-Tawbah, Allah Ta'ala mentions the ayat, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. O you who have brought iman, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, fear Allah Ta'ala, and be amongst those who are truthful. Truthful. And this is very important, because someone who stays with those who speak the truth will inshallah be encouraged to speak the truth themselves. And someone who hangs around with liars and people who fall into sin, remember, a person lies because they don't want other people to find out the reality, the truth. Many times to present a good face in front of people. Many times to show other people that, you know, I am not, you know, I am someone good. I am someone who performs noble actions and not immoral actions or bad actions. So we are doing this to deceive other people. But if a person actually stayed in good company and actually did good actions, then they would never have to worry about lying and about concealing the truth. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. I'll mention a few more words after the sunnahs.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
جو کچھ اعلانات ہیں. لاسٹ فرائیڈے دا کلیکشن دیٹ واز ریزڈ واز 1185 پاؤنڈز. اللہ تعالیٰ ایکسیپٹ ایوری بڈیز ڈونیشنز. اللہ تعالیٰ تمام ساتھیوں کی دی ہوئی کو قبول فرمائے. اور اسی طرح ویسٹ اینڈ کاشن کاری نے 205 مسجد کو دے کے دعا کی درخواست کی. اللہ تعالیٰ ان کی تمام جاوید بھائی, اللہ تعالیٰ ان کی تمام نیک حاجات کو پورا فرمائے. اور اسی طرح خادم حسین بھائی نے مسجد کو 100 پاؤنڈ دے کے دعا کی درخواست کی. مرحومین کے لیے دعا کی درخواست کی. اللہ تعالیٰ تمام مرحومین کو غریق رحمت فرمائے, جنت میں اونچا درجات نصیب فرمائے. اور اسی طرح حاجی مہدی خان مرحوم کی فیملی کی طرف سے بھی 50 پاؤنڈ مسجد کو دی گئی ہے, اور ان کے لیے بھی دعا کی درخواست کی گئی ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو بھی غریق رحمت فرمائے, ان کے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرمائے. اور رمضان کی جو ٹائم ٹیبل ہے وہ اگلے جمعے کو انشاءاللہ مل سکے گی. رمضان میں جو ٹائم ٹیبل خاص جو ٹائم ٹیبل پرنٹ ہوتی ہے وہ اگلے جمعے کو انشاءاللہ ساتھی وصول کر سکیں گے انشاءاللہ. اور اسی طرح لیاقت صاحب سخت بیمار ہیں, ان کے لیے دعا کی درخواست کی گئی. اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو شفا نصیب, جلد از جلد شفا نصیب فرمائے. Another very important announcement. Tomorrow, inshallah, after Salatul Maghrib, we have a very important talk taking place in the masjid in English. It's going to be about welcoming Ramadan, preparation for Ramadan. As we all know, there's only roughly about just over a week or something like that left, just about 2 weeks, let's say, left till Ramadan. So it's very important that we get into that mindset of Ramadan, the spirit of Ramadan, and we start preparation. So inshallah, tomorrow's talk should be a motivator as to how we can prepare ourselves for Ramadan and maximize the benefit that we can take in Ramadan, inshallah. So all brothers are requested, inshallah, tomorrow after Salatul Maghrib to please come to the masjid and participate in the talk. Similarly, as always, we have facilities for sisters upstairs. So sisters are welcome to attend and benefit from the talk as well. Jazakallah khairan.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأيها الإخوة الأعزاء، حديثنا اليوم عن الكذب، فإن الكذب هو شر قبيح، وإنه شيء يبعد العبد عن جوار رب العالمين. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: عليكم بالصدق، فإن الصدق يهدي إلى البر، وإن البر يهدي إلى الجنة، ولا يزال الرجل يصدق حتى يكتب عند الله صديقا. وإياكم والكذب، فإن الكذب يهدي إلى الفجور، وإن الفجور يهدي إلى النار. ولا يزال الرجل ليكذب حتى يكتب عند الله كذابا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: نون والقلم وما يسطرون، ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون، وإن لك لأجرا غير ممنون، وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، استغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأيها الإخوة الأعزاء، أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله والمواظبة على ذكر الله، على خير الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ألا وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. من أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب. ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا، وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح. الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم وفق ولاة المسلمين لما تحب وترضى. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Please straighten the rows of the Druze Kalijiga. Brothers waiting at the back, so everyone's requested, inshallah, come forward. If there's any gaps in front of you, can come forward and fill those gaps up, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين وآخرين منهم لما يلحقوا بهم وهو العزيز الحكيم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين قل يا أيها الذين هادوا إن زعمتم أنكم أولياء لله من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين ولا يتمنونه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
فغير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم يا ربي لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشائخنا ولأصدقائنا ولأحبابنا ولأقاربنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ومن عذاب النار ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى وجعلنا من عبادك الراشدين اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.